Banu Gibson singing about the Muhlenberg joys. That's what you got when you went out to Milneburg, out on Lake Pontchartrain, probably anywhere from about the turn of the century up till the mid-1920s. And in fact, George Bruni's returned to New Orleans and was playing with the Halfway House Orchestra. The Halfway House was an inn halfway from New Orleans out to the lake. Banu Gibson and her New Orleans Orchestra, the rarely heard lyric of Muhlenberg Joys, probably added later by the publisher, the Melrose Brothers. Three versions of the classic co-written by Paul Meres and clarinetist Leon Rapolo of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Jelly Roll Morton. Jelly Roll Morton was a whorehouse piano player at a tender age, an early jazz composer, pimp, hustler, and musical genius. He was a New Orleans Creole with the Southern Creole sense of social status within Southern culture. Arriving in Chicago in the early 1920s, he'd already traveled coast to coast, published numerous tunes, and was possibly the most formidable jazz pianist alive. Through the Melrose Brothers publishing business, Frank and Walter, he became associated with the Young Whites from his hometown of New Orleans for a session for Jennet Records. Jelly must have thought well of these young gentlemen, who were then packing him in at Friars and other venues, and had the rare ability, Morton did, and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings did, to play with a sense of swing, relaxed pulse, and ensemble polyphony of New Orleans' best musicians of any race. This record company, Jennet, was sort of outside the mainstream of the recording industry. They were owned by the Star Piano Company and had gotten into the recording business via the manufacture of, I suspect, player pianos and then eventually wind up Victrola record players. And they were willing to take a chance on the young New Orleans Rhythm Kings and Jelly Roll Morton for these 1923 sessions. Two versions of the Sob and Blues start the set. John Gill's Novelty Orchestra of New Orleans from 1993. Presence of violins here is actually very typical of many of the earliest of the New Orleans bands. Jazz Rhythm, Dave Radlauer, glad you could join me and hope you're enjoying the music of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, the first to really get the throbbing, polyphonic ensemble sound of New Orleans on disc in the year 1922. Thank you. Jelly Roll Morton, his piano and compositions with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, something highly unusual or unorthodox, maybe because there wasn't an orthodoxy yet in the recording business. You know, recording mixed black and white bands was forbidden for 25 years or so in the recording industry, but maybe this goes a little bit before that unofficial and later official ban came into effect. Sob and Blues, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Jelly Roll Morton. We started with John Gill's Novelty Orchestra of New Orleans from 1993, Sob and Blues. Next week, more about the later recordings of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Of course, trombonist George Brunies was one of the most respected in the business and a well-thought-of tailgate trombonist. Played horn from the age of 8, came from a large musical New Orleans family, worked important venues in New Orleans. He worked on prestigious jobs in Chicago. Beginning in 1920, he worked on the SS Capitol riverboat, which I guess went between Chicago and New Orleans. The Friars Society Inn, of course, with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. And then later, trombonist George Brunies worked with Ted Lewis, Muggsy Spanier, Art Hody, Sharky Bonanno, Bobby Haggett, and Eddie Condon, to name but a few, and one of the most skillful and soulful of the New Orleans tailgate trombonists, also one of the longest lived, working until shortly before his death in Chicago in 1974 at the age of 72. Weary Blues, more often associated with Johnny Dodds and some of his Southside Chicago musicians, but this is its first appearance on record, I believe. Rhythm Kings from 1923, we heard Weary Blues. Earlier, the London Blues with Jelly Roll Morton and two versions of Sobbin' Blues. As this series on New Orleans Rhythm Kings continues, we'll be hearing their later recordings, sample more of today's traditional jazz bands playing their repertory, and further explore the brief life of a band that left a deep impression on early jazz music. Here's the British Zenith Hot Stompers on their 1993 Stomp Off disc, another recording of Weary Blues, first put on record by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, that I'm playing just because it's so darn good. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening. Here's the Zenith Hot Stompers.
Thank you.